over here. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you guys just stay up there. They'd much rather look at you guys than me. Oh, you got to go that way. Oh, you're lucky. They get escape. Huh? All right. Now, who up? Don't too many people go, all right? I've always appreciated you all. I don't know whether it was years. It was about 5 or 6 years ago when I kind of started this trek of filling in different churches. And I don't know whether I ever told you that, but I was kind of having a spiritual downtime. And you all really encouraged me and kind of got me fired up again. And then, of course, I remember when we had that men's meeting, that fabulous meal. But it was just an encouragement, and I will always be thankful to you for that, all right? Now, we live in a wonderful world, don't we? But does anybody here live worry-free? Anybody, huh? You know, could you live like Alfred E. Newman? They just dropped the Mad magazine, or they're going to change it. What? Me worry? This Friday, the Lion King, new Lion King is going to come out. You remember one of the songs or one of the sayings from the Lion King? Hakuna Matata. And what did that mean? What did that mean? What was that? No worries! No worries. Yes. And of course, that old song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Remember that one? Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if we could live? And Jesus told us. He said, do not worry. Every time I read that, I say, Jesus, what are you talking about? It's like a mission impossible on this fantastic adventure that we have in trusting Christ. But Jesus told us a little later on in the parable of the sower, he said, the concerns of the world can choke the word of God out. And we seem to live in a world where people could write on their gravestones, hurried, worried, and buried. That seems to be our society. But God doesn't want us to live like that. So for just a moment today, everybody got a balloon? Those of you that want to take part. Now, a few guidelines about this, because we live in such a hectic society that it's good to kind of unplug for a while, and that's what's good about Sunday morning. You know, we're the only country in the world that has a mountain called Rushmore. And that seems to be what people are doing. Rushing, 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 huh? So what would I like to do for a minute? I'd like for you to take all of your worries. Who knows if worries could appear in front of on top of our heads this morning? What would it be? Would it be something simple, like not being able to do the floss? Could it be something major? Maybe you got a major doctor's report. Maybe it's a financial worry. Who knows? Every worry to us is a worry and a concern. But what I'd like for you to do is take your balloon. Now, if you have some breathing problems, please, we don't want anybody to hyperventilate, okay? So if you want to have somebody blow that up, what I'd like for you to do, we'd like to take about 10 seconds and put all of our worries in this balloon, okay? Put all of our worries in this balloon. Just blow it up and hold them, because we're going to see that we're not alone when we're worrying, all right? Because the best thing the devil can do is to say, you're the one, and we all are this together. On the count of three, put all your worries in this balloon. Some may be bigger than others. Some might pop, and it's okay. All right, now let's all hold up our worries and concerns, all right? Look around. They're different colors. They're different shapes. We've all got worries, don't we, okay? Now, with the help of God, with the help of each other, on the count of three, we're going to let our worries go, all right? We're just going to let them go. And let them go. And I promise we'll clean this up if the janitor's here. So I'm like, okay, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Let's let our worries go. Hey. All right. Isn't that good, huh? Hey. Oh, there's still some worries over here. See, somebody didn't let them all go. But that's okay. That's part of it. Wouldn't it be nice if it was just... Oh, look at that. Oh, it's slowly. Sometimes worries are slowly being let out. Wouldn't that be nice if our worries could go that easy? Wouldn't that be nice? Please hear the word of God this morning. The word of God from the book of Jeremiah. And this is what, please let this sink in. Please let this sink deep within our soul. Whether you're young or whether you're old, whatever age you are, this is for us. No matter, 2 years ago when I was here, I was your redneck preacher. I don't know if you remember or not. I was missing a tooth. And I couldn't get into the dentist before then. And I tried to put everything of cotton stop. And finally, I think many of you said, just we don't mind, go ahead. You were so gracious and so nice. You know, now I do have a replacement tooth, but my teeth and I still don't sleep together at night, all right? But no matter who we are or where we're at, please let this scripture sink in. Because I think sometimes we get a little discouraged. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call on me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. We're all in, worries and all, on this fantastic adventure in trusting Jesus. But how do we know we're on the right path? How do we know? All right. Well, there are some signs, like getting come to a story today. I followed some signs. I went through Browning, you know, and the country way and that. And I'll probably go a different way on the way home. But there are signs that you want to follow. You see, most of us follow our feelings. Now, as you know, I always have a couple of corny groaner jokes. So get ready. This, you want to groan before I tell you this one? Okay, go ahead and groan. One skunk was talking to another skunk. And one says, you know, my instincts tells me it feels like rain. And the other skunk said, well, my instincts too, but it doesn't tell me anything. Okay. All right. A lot of times, our gut can be truthful. Our gut can tell us some things, can warn us. But if we go totally by our instincts or by that old sing song, feelings, nothing more than feelings, how many of us have gotten in trouble by just going on our feelings, huh? How many of us in life have done that? Just based on feelings. You see, the power of the cross, the power of the empty tomb, the power of the Word. We used to go by maps. Remember the old maps? Kids, you may not even have seen a map. I don't know. Now we go by what? GPS. Or even Alexa. Alexa, tell me where to do. Tell me what to do. But this is our GPS. Someone positioned it like this. God's positioning system. And our scripture, even our scripture can even go against our feelings sometimes, but we follow the scripture. There are some signs we want to follow. Now, the devil's got signs out. There are some signs I don't like to follow. We were going on a long trip. We love to go to Estes Park, Colorado. Anybody go out there? It's just, I think it's just heaven on earth. I really do. And remember, we were traveling I-70 one time, and we saw a sign at the road, and it said, eat here, get gas. No, 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 I'm not going to follow that. I'm not going to do that. How about you? No, we got a long way to go in the car. We got a car full of kids. We don't need that. But the Bible has given us some signs, and there are four signs that I'd like to look at today. Now, if you remember years ago, I asked you if to make sure, because I found out that sometimes, you know, it's kind of hard to keep track sometimes or follow, you know, because we've got a lot going on. So I remember, if you remember several years ago, I asked you, get it? Got it? Good. So after each sign, I'm going to ask you, I'll say, get it? And if you remember, you'll say, got it? I'll say, good. All right? Hopefully we'll apply that. All right? All right. So the first sign, I grew up in the 60s. Anybody remember what we used to do with this? Remember this sign? What was it? Peace, baby. Peace. Hey, peace, baby. Peace. Peace. We were at Lincoln Christian University, or Lincoln Christian College back then when I was there. You remember, anybody remember Woodstock? Remember that this was, I think this is like over 50th anniversary of Woodstock or something. But there was going to be another major rock concert at Hayworth, Illinois. Okay. And it was in a farm field out there. And we were practicing to go witness to all the thousands of kids, the university kids that were going to be there. Now we didn't know what we were going to do, but we used to sing a little song. There's one way to peace through the power of the cross. Want to say that together? There's one way to peace through the power of the cross. And we were going to go witness to people. Now, I'm from a small town, Ashland, Illinois. As soon as we went in there, I didn't know what marijuana smelled like. Whoa, was there a smell? You know, plus some of the people didn't have too many clothes on, you know. I said, well, I'll witness to the girls. No, that was not, I didn't say that. I no, I'm sorry. I told you you're going to appreciate Matt, but we would go and try to. Now I don't know. Several did accept Jesus that day, and I don't know. They may have been too high. Who knows? But they did. They'd say the prayer and that. But the first sign on this adventure of trusting Jesus, even with all of our concerns and worries, is to have the peace of God. Now, I'm not talking about peace maybe in our life, because that may not happen. It may not happen till heaven. You know, it seems like some people have more than others. But we can all have the peace of God. And that's, as that little kid sings, that's going to make it possible for us to live forever. Therefore, it's the peace of God. It's based on the cross and the empty tomb, not wishful thinking. And that's why we can all say, and it's not just for us, it's for others, for every generation, for all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why we can say there's one way to peace through the power of the cross. Get it? Good. So my encouragement today to you all, do you have that peace of God? Do you remember when you were baptized into Jesus Christ? And for those of you maybe who have not made that peace with God, oh, I encourage you. I know there'll be people here that would love to talk with you. I would love to talk with you so that you can live forever, so that we can all live forever with a new body and a new mind. That's the first sign. That's the first goal. That's the first sign that we must follow on this fabulous adventure in trusting God. Now, the next sign follows because it's like God's greatest wireless invention. And it's something that we talk about a lot. We just did later. It's called prayer. Prayer. Now, my wife, Marcia, and a few of her ladies, they decided to join an exercise class, all right? And so they went to the exercise class. They jumped up and down. They twisted. They gyrated. They did this for about an hour, but by the time they got their leotards on, the class was over. Now, sometimes I think what we do in church, we go through all the religious motions. You know, I've done it too. And sometimes we just don't do the basics. You know, we want the spectacular. I do too. We want the fireworks. You know, this week we're gonna celebrate the moon launch. Does everybody, those of us who remember where we were in 1969? Been seeing some of the programs on PBS. Wow! But that doesn't happen every day. But prayer, talking to God, listening to God. How long has it been since we've been on our knees for our church and our community and our nation? I'm not talking about in some showy way. Because we can talk to God anytime, any place, anywhere, can't we? So I want to encourage you, maybe sometimes, what do you have to do to your computer? Reboot, huh? Sometimes you just have to reboot. I think that's what sometimes we need to do. Reboot. Because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. But we can always talk to God. So I want to encourage us. Encourage everyone here. Not just to make your peace with God. But if there's something everyone can have here. Every young person. Every old person. No matter who we are. We can all have an active prayer life. And when you think about that, when we're talking and listening to God, He will call, He will seek, He will listen, the Scripture says. That's what we do. Because all of us need prayer. So the first sign is, have we made our peace with God? Get it? Got it. Good. The second sign, how are we doing with our prayer life? Because it's something that everybody can do. Do we need to reboot? Or maybe you have just an active prayer life. Way to go. Keep doing it. Prayer is that second sign. Get it? God, good. There's a third sign that I think a lot of us maybe need help with. Now, and it's kind of a puritanical word. It's called purity, all right? In other words, it's a temptation. I think you've probably heard this before. I wake up every morning, someone said, I have two dogs fighting inside of me. Two dogs. And somebody said, which one wins? The one I feed. Is that the truth? The other day, there's a new Dunkin' Donuts in Jacksonville. And we were driving there one day after they opened. And I said, my wife's been on a special diet, but I'm on a donut diet, okay? I love donuts, okay? So, and I said, okay, Lord, if you want me to have a donut, there'll be a parking place there for me. You know, by the eighth time that I drove around, there was a parking spot open. I mean, some temptation gets us, doesn't it, huh? No matter what things happen. I read about an old revival preacher. He was going to preach about the sins of alcohol in his community. He got up to preach just at the end, and he said, "Listen, if I could gather all the beer in this world, in this community, I'd throw it in the river. If I could gather all the whiskey in this town, I'd throw it in the river. If I could get all types of alcohol, I would take it, gather it, and we would throw it in the river." And then he said, "Amen," and he sat down, and the choir got up and sang, "Shall We Gather at the River?" Well, it didn't quite work out that way, did it, huh? Life, struggle. Every one of us here, every one of us, even though sometimes we try to hide it, huh? We all struggle with temptation, don't we? Huh? Every one of us. And sometimes it's just hard to admit. It's so much easier to point out somebody else's, huh? Somebody else's sin, all right? God help us. Because listen, if we don't deal with our sin will deal with us. It will. Look at all the messes with addiction and stuff nowadays, everywhere. And who are we following? Who are we following? Who are we feeding? That's a key to know. Who do we follow every day? There was a massive snowstorm, and this lady was pulling out of work, and she remembered what her dad told her years ago. She said, "You know, my dad told me in a snowstorm, get behind a snowplow driver and follow him and stay right behind him. I'm going to do that." So she stayed right behind him because thought he was going to her house. And she followed, and the snowplow driver was going back and forth and around, but she stood right beside him. She stayed right behind. Finally, the snowplow driver stopped and came behind her and said, "Ma'am, are you okay?" I said, "Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine." "Well, are you sure?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "My dad told me years ago during a snowstorm to get behind a snowplow driver, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to stay right behind you." He said, "Okay, ma'am, it's fine, but I just finished the Walmart parking lot, and now I'm going on to Shopko." Well, who are we? You know, sometimes sin gets such a grip on us, we're just going to follow no matter what. Huh? No matter what. God help us. And the best place to get relief should be the Church of Jesus Christ and the salvation of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That should be the place where we get help. And the church should be the place where we don't have to worry about gossip, where we know when we stand up and say, "I am struggling in this area," we're surrounded by encouragement, not condemnation. That's the church. A place for unconnected people. A place where the love of God impacts us so that we can go out of here and impact our world with the love and message of Jesus Christ. Every day, to everyone, everywhere. That's our mission. So the first sign, have you made your peace with God? Get it? Good. The second sign is something that we all can do. We can pray. Ken Bradbury, who just left this life a few months ago, used to say the best prayer is, "Help!" Could we say that together? Help! Prayer. Get it? Good. And the third sign is purity. We all have this to deal with. We all do. We all do. And then the final sign is, this is something that I hope never happens to anybody, but it may be something that's happening right now. We live in a world where there's a philosophy in the Christian faith called the health and wealth gospel. You know, if you're a Christian, dedicated Christian, you're going to be healthy and wealthy and wise and no problems. Well, I have one theological word for that, and that is baloney. All right? Because that I don't find that in the Word. Yes, we want to be healthy. Yes, we want to be wealthy. Yes, we want to be wise. But sometimes in this world, Jesus said, we will have trouble. And have many here had trouble? Huh? How many are having trouble right now? And the fourth sign that may come into your life is pain. I hope it doesn't happen. But you may be struggling right now with pain. Now, pain means different things. I remember our old coach used to say, you might have heard this thing. He used to work us. Oh, he'd be pooped. He'd say, remember this, guys. No pain, no gain. Yeah, easy for you to say. This past June, we went down to my granddaughter's 12th birthday party. And we had a roller skating party. Anybody here like to roller skate? Now, we used to have roller skating in our hometown. Pee Wee Merriman used to have tents. And we would roller skate. Let me tell you, I could roller skate. I used to have skates with lights on them, all right? I could skate. I was, oh, man. And I thought, okay, I'm going to show my granddaughter how your old grandpa can skate. Been 50 years since I've been on a skate. Okay? I thought I'd just put on those skates and I'd go right out there. And I just, and of course, I told the kids. I said, you know, your grandpa used to be a, he used to backwards roller skate. He used to turn around. Oh, really? Wow. Well, they wanted to see it. I got those skates on. They must have changed roller skating. They must have changed the floor. I'm telling you, I was just like, but I couldn't let go. I just show my grandkids. And my wife was going around like this, holding the socks. She was going. She went around once and sat down. I said, I'm not going to do that. Finally, the kid said, Grandpa, show me you can roller skate backwards. I turned around, started that, and two or three kids went around me real fast. Down I went. And it was just been a month ago, and I'm still hurting in my ribs. What's that scripture? Pride goeth before a fall. Now, sometimes pain, that's my fault, okay? Sometimes, let's be honest, we do stuff to ourselves. I don't know what it is. Everybody has stuff. We cause maybe our own. But then there's stuff that comes out of the blue. Stuff that comes, nobody could have seen, nobody could have known. This past week in Orangeville, Illinois, you may have read about that. There was a little four-year-old boy. And somehow he got away from his babysitter, wandered into the neighbors, and there was an appeal to go find him. And they finally found him, but he was in the neighbor's pool, and he had drowned. Oh! And a young boy who was in our church at Lighterbury called to ask us for prayer because his daughter was the babysitter for this little boy. She was watching three kids, and she just took the one-year-old in to change, and when she came out, he was gone. Oh, oh, pain. Can you imagine the pain? Not just of the family that lost the little boy, but the pain for the pain for that 16-year-old girl. Pain for their family. Pain. Pain that swoops in. You may have had it. You may have had it happen to you. It just swoops in from nowhere. And you say, why, God? Why? 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 And there's no answer. There's no answer. I've sat with many families that wanted no answer why their son or daughter committed suicide or why this happened and that happened. And I don't give out pious platitudes anymore. Not at all. Because there's sometimes they just don't fit. But pain. And you may be going through some real pain right now. If you are, I God may be allowing that in your life. Always allow stuff to come in our life for good. To get us to grow. Whatever it is, to get our attention. I don't know what it is. I don't have any answers but that. But pain may be part of it. And if you think my pain has made me worse, far away from God. No, no. That may mean you may be one of God's chosen. Thank God for the book of Job. I wish things could work out. I wish things could be so easy. I read about a young couple who were trying to have a baby. They were trying to have a baby and they couldn't have a baby. And so they finally asked the preacher to come out to anoint them with oil. And he said, I'll bring the anointing oil out and we'll pray. So they had a prayer service, but he forgot his anointing oil. So he said, well, I've got some 3-in-1 oil. So they anointed. 9 months later, they had triplets. Wow. They were in the nursery looking at the babies. And the father said, boy, pastor, I'm sure glad you didn't use WD-40. Well, I wish things would happen. I wish things like that could happen every day. You know, wish we could have easy answers like that. By the way, that was a preacher's story. I don't think that was true. But if you're having pain today, I want you to know there may be no easy, there may be not an answer till heaven. But I know there'll be a community of Christians that will gather around you, that will hold you up, and will feel your pain with you. Maybe not understand, but will be there with you. So this week, while we're on this fantastic adventure till Jesus comes, or till we're called home, Okay, the first sign, have we made our peace with God? Get it? How about our prayer life? Do we need to reboot? Pray for those others? Pray for people that we say, oh, I've quit praying. No, start again. Start again. How about prayer? Rebooting our prayer life. Get it? Good. How about dealing with that sin again? Here I go again. You know, it's like a roller coaster. But God, with your help and with the help of other Christians, I'm going to work on it. He doesn't want perfection, but I'm going to work on it, okay? I'm going to work on it. And then in our pain, realize that we have the peace of God. We have a prayer life. We can work on whatever sin is happening in our life. And that we have the victory. We're going to live forever because of Jesus Christ. Not wishful thinking, but because of the cross and the empty tomb. Those are the signs that you may be following, that I hope all of us will be following, and that we'll draw closer to God. But it all depends on whose side are we leaning on, all right? So, here we go. If you want to floss or just sing, that's okay. Tell me, whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. Tell me, whose side are you leaning on? Leaning on the Lord's side. I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean. Leaning on the Lord's side. I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean. Leaning on the Lord's side. Get it? Good. We're going to sing our decision hymn today. And I believe as we sing today, if you need to start this adventure and have the peace of God, please come. We'd love for that to happen. Those of us that maybe have been Christians for some time, this is always a chance to reboot. All right? To reboot. And I pray that we will do that. And then we'll think of others that can fill these seats. We know they're around here. Every community has them. But God will give us that help as we're all on this fantastic adventure in trusting Him forever, now and forever. Thank you, dear Christian friends. Let's sing.